Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Off,
yes, go on with that husky voice of yours.
Do you know, I kind of fell into a hole recently it all started with a Snickers bar.
I'm scared to ask.
How much do you think I pay for a normal size Snickers bar?
A normal size one?
Yeah, normal one.
79p?
Yes.
Wow.
That was oddly spot on. That was, wow. Okay. Fair enough. That's ruined my bet, but okay, fair enough. Anyway. but yeah. Okay. So yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well,
I didn't mean to do that. Welcome to And That's Why We're Messed Up. The podcast not about the financial inflation and shrinkflation of a Snickers bar, which is tiny now, by the way. A podcast talking about Nerdery Geekism and all else in between from a South London postcode. Next to me is the very quiet today, probably still taking in the drip from the Hellfire Gala, Big Man, a.k.a. Bugaret, yeah?
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not too bad. I hope everyone is well. How are you, sis?
I'm doing well. What's up, bruv? Instant classic, 79p and Snickers Warrior.
I can't believe you ruined my bit.
Sorry, I didn't mean to. What's the thing now? Okay, so if I was going to say like it was like a pound.
No, that still would have ruined the bit.
Oh, sorry.
There's no point now. So that's what it's worth. You'll never know.
I mean, the duo is £1.39.
That pisses me right off.
Why?
Like, that just pisses me right fucking off. Like,
why?
Do you know? Because, like, it just occurred to me, like, when I was going down that hole, like, for example, Shani's generation, and even younger than that, they won't know the joys of a king size bar for 50p.
Do you remember king size?
Oh.
It was so good.
That was a thing.
That's why I don't like the duo, because just when you get into it ends.
Duo's a fucking lie.
It's just a chip. It's a chip. I don't. King size Mars. King size Mars. Oh my god.
I would pay a good chunk of my soul for a king size Mars bar.
Wait. Be careful, because you know American Mars isn't like our Mars.
No, it's not. It's artificial and chemical.
It's horrible. It has that white, almost nougat thing that just doesn't taste like nougat.
But even the chocolate doesn't taste like chocolate. It just tastes like chemicals.
Vomit.
It's just like nah.
This is literally becoming the chocolate appreciation podcast.
Yeah. I really want a king size Mars right now.
Oh, bless ya. I'm going to scour and see if I can find you one.
I'm going to make one, you watch.
oh boy, it's gonna be come like a rock. It's gonna be like almost a towel size Mars. Ooh. Nice. On that note, today, brother, it is your turn for the topic. We had homework.
Yes,
I've done mine.
Yeah. So this is basically what I did. So I came up with an idea, a solution, an initiative of a bunch of superheroes. No, I'm joking. No.
Okay. So what? Are we being recruited?
Of course, you're always being recruited. So I gave my brother and my sister some homework. So everyone, I feel like we're not the only ones that have one of these, but like we all have our favorite films. But what is your favorite bad film? When I mean a bad film, a film that you know is bad in every way, shape, or form, you can't defend it in any kind of argument for why it's a good film, because you know it's not a good film, but you still love it to death. So I've chosen mine, but the way I'm going to do this, I'm going to ask you both, or obviously one by one, what film, what's your favorite film, and why that is your favorite film. And so I will start with Big Man. What is your favorite bad film?
After scouring the depths of hell on my collection, there are the few bad films I have.
Top three shelves.
But I have to draw the line. And no surprise, this is it's a Jean-Claude Van Damme film.
Oh, which one?
Replicant.
Oh, really?
It's a bad film. I mean, let's be truthful, yeah? This is Van Damme fighting against himself.
Yeah, he does that a lot in his career.
He does that a lot. I was going to say.
But this is like him going into the Crow level right now. Right? If you remember, this film has a 5-minute fighting sequence against himself where it's nothing but blockage or roundhouse kicks.
I do.
It's on repeat. It's a poor film. But it's a poor film to a point I can be depressed. I can be wound up having a crap day. I will put that film on and I am laughing, which I'm not supposed to be. But it brings a smile to my face. And very few films can do that unintentionally, but this film does it. Cool. It really, really does. I mean, hell, I didn't realize this film was not even available in the UK, and that says a lot. So now that means I have to find this film.
I think the first time I saw that film, I rented it from Blockbusters.
Wow, what a difference.
Yeah, because my favorite bad Jean-Claude Van film, Van Damme film is Knock Off. It's probably one of my favorite films he did. it's so shit, but I just love it. I know what I'm gonna get from it. So I think I still got it on DVD somewhere. But like Replicant,
like.
It's a bad film. It's a really bad film. The only saving grace in that film is Michael Rooker. But it's exactly.
Michael Rooker, though.
He can't do any wrong.
He can't do wrong.
So they give it, like, wow. But why that film? What made you watch it, though? I'm curious.
I remember the first time I saw this film, this was in the heights of Sky's classic Tuesday night action period. Now, for those not from the UK, Sky in their heyday had every night was a theme night. Well, I can't remember what Monday night was. I think Monday night may have been Two Story. Tuesday was Tuesday night action. Wednesday was something a little more upbeat. Thursday night comedy, then Friday night horror, something like that anyway. But I remember I can't remember where I was, and this film started. And it was just it's Van Damme, okay, so we know it's going to be bad, but it was the whole story about him and someone created a replicant of him, and this replicant version was pretty much version of the Crow without the makeup, just broody, not speaking, kicking over a random man in a wheelchair for no reason. I can only recommend people, if you really want to watch a really bad film that doesn't make any sense, action but pointless script, and leave your brain at home, and this is not even including the later Fast franchise, to watch this film, because it is poor, but I guarantee you're gonna laugh. I recommend anyone to watch it. Hey, if you can find it, let me know, but I recommend anyone to watch it.
You know, it's funny because like last week I was talking to my colleague at work about that film in particular. Actually, it's the irony that that's your favorite film, because it's just fun, because we were just talking about how many times Jean-Claude Van Damme has played a twin. It's 3 times, by the way. So like it was Double Impact, Replicant, and Maximum Risk, I think it was called, where his where his twin brother gets killed right at the beginning of it. Spoiler alert, my bad. All right, big man, thanks for that. Sis, what about you?
Well, I took a dive, and First, I was going to say Harlem Nights, but I don't think that's bad enough.
That's not a bad film. That's not bad. That's a good film. I was thinking about that film the other week as well. Actually, I was thinking about watching that.
No, I love that movie. And then I was going to say Nightmare on Elm Street 2, but that's also not bad too.
No, I actually recently rewatched that after our previous conversation about it, and I found a new level of respect for it.
I love it.
Cult classic.
Cult classic. So that's wasn't enough. Then, of course, there's my late night creeping ones, which is Volcano. Brother, yeah, you know how, because if I can't watch Dante Speak, I'm gonna watch Volcano.
But that's not another bad film. I think that's a decent film. I'm sorry, that's like at least 5.5 on IMDb.
So I had to go to the depths. I had to enlist the help of my husband.
Oh no.
Oh God.
Oh no.
What? I had to sit down and watch a film and show him this one existed, because for a while I couldn't get the title right, but I got it and I found it, and I think it's awful, but I do love it. The film's called Ninja 3: The Domination.
Okay, I've seen a lot of ninja films. I'm trying to figure out which one that is.
Ninja 3: The Domination is basically
is that one of the woman in the title on the front cover?
The one it is video shop fair. You know the poster if you see it.
That's the woman that got possessed by a ninja, right?
That's the one.
Oh, good God, that's horrible.
The one. It's a 1984 film. I've rewatched it because that was part of the assignment. I watched it with my husband, because my husband does love a bad movie. It's almost pushed him, but he still found an appreciation. It wasn't bad enough to break him. It's no Ghost Rider 2, so it's not completely drivel.
I still have not watched that film properly.
Ninja 3: The Domination is basically where this girl, she's a telephone line woman. She knows there's a lot of kind of like cut to her upper pole, not even joking, like showing that she can do things with telephone lines. And she's possessed by the spirit of an evil ninja warrior called Hanjuro. Because she goes to help him while he's trying to do what has to be one of the worst and most bullshit assassination missions I've ever seen in my entire life. In high day. Like, this is a ninja trying to kill someone in high day in a grey ninja outfit. I just want to point out the whole thing with ninjas being discreet, silence, moving the shadows. High day, grey, against green background and sand. It's so 80s. Like, you know the whole explosion, people just jump for no reason. It's all of that. And yeah, it's basically like he takes over her body, and yeah, she basically starts doing assassinations on behalf of being possessed by this ninja warrior. And of course, our boy James Hong has to make an appearance, because can you really call it anything if it hasn't got James Hong in it? And it's absolutely, I think one of the most mental scenes in it, I'm going to try and find it and share it, is when she's trying to dance out the spirit. So she, and also like the guy who likes her, it's so cringy, it's so 80s, it's so borderline abusive, but okay, you'll do kind of thing. Like, you know, the whole kind of, the friends are basically about to rape her, and he comes and was like, oh, well, you'll do. And yeah, the scene where she basically tries to dance out the spirit.
I'm sorry, what?
She literally tries to, like, because she's trying to stay awake, and it is a bunch of acting that I've just, it's amazing. And Yeah, I don't know. I think it's just the whole kind of woman doing martial arts thing that kind of just had me, because I just, but yeah, it's an absolute madness with, like, with the fact that James Hong has played a Japanese exorcist is totally amazing. And yeah, because only a ninja can destroy a ninja, and it's honestly just they're forced to seek out another ninja to try and basically, let's get this right, not kill her, but frighten it enough to get the ninja spirit out of her, and then they have a ninja fight. Yeah. I know, it's you asked for bad, I was not about to not deliver, and I have. And it's awful, but I watch it and I'm like, I just like it. I don't know why. I just can't help myself. It's awful. The makeup is truly dreadful. It's honestly awful. I'm going to leave a link in the description and show the trailer. It's bad. It literally gets a 5.3 on IMDb. It's bad, but I love it. You can also, cool. Yeah. And yeah, I just thoroughly, yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough.
It was only recently not available in my location. So on Amazon.
Fair enough. Well, that's
yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're doing bad. You're doing bad, right? Gotta say.
Yeah. Well, you know, I didn't think the volcano was going to give us the depths that you wanted. No, so I had to go to the canon group of movies to.
Volcano's a good film. You can't put volcano in a bad film category. That's like.
Oh, wait a minute. We can get a Blu-ray of this. Oh my lord.
Oh God, we're in trouble.
Yes, you know, I mean, I thought it was toss up between that and American Ninja, but I thought this one deserved credit.
Whoa.
Hold up.
Whoa.
Which American Ninja we're talking about here? Yeah.
Well, there have been like, what, five?
There's been a few. No, you know what? The first one ain't great. At all.
No, it's not. Oh, it's bad.
We're talking about had a great. Why did everyone hate him in the first? I don't get it. Like, they hated him like with passion. Like it was funny because, like, if I didn't know you, but I would say he was black man in our all white army, but the black man hated him, so I was confused why. Like now think back to it, they brought it up now, so I'm just like, I don't get why they hate him, because technically, okay, like, there was a thing at the beginning where there was an attack and then he saved the general's daughter or whatever, and then they went through the jungle to safety, and then when they got back they all just hated him for it. Like, he saved her and helped, what, because he didn't, what, because he saved, what?
I don't know. I just remember a lot of, like, flirting that he was really uncomfortable with. And I was like, are you okay? Dude, are you? Are you okay?
The first one wasn't that bad. It's when Dudikoff left it. And had
it's the martial arts that's bad in that film. That's my beef with that film.
What are you talking about? Martial arts were on the quality. They were like some of Jackie Chan's best work. What are you talking about? I don't understand.
I'm going to bring up the scene where he gets caught in the net. And I'm just going to say that, because you know that scene where it's like, what the... It's basically like when I used to change Gran's bed and put the duvet on you, bruv. You enjoyed it, but you weren't trapped. Do you get what I mean? You weren't fighting for your life. Do you know what I mean? There was a sense of danger, but there was a sense of counting on the fight choreography, though. Woof. Woof.
I can't argue that.
For me, it's when Dudikoff left and they had the poor man's Dudikoff, and then it got that bad, they brought Dudikoff back.
That actually happened. I actually remember that. I do remember that.
That is so bad. The poor man's Dudikoff. I'm like, Dudikoff is in itself.
Oh, Dudikoff.
In itself, you're scraping when you're like, okay, he's not. You know, so I was like, let's get Michael Dudikoff. Send no one ever.
Oh, that is so harsh but so true.
Thank you. Am I are there lies being told by this? No, there is not. Someone, wait. You know this needs? Michael Dudikoff. No one said that. No one's ever said that. It's like, Michael's here. Oh, shit. All right, send him in. Michael! You know what? That's what actually happened.
I'm just trying to think, where is Dudikoff now? Because I ain't seen him in nothing.
There's a reason.
Yeah, well, I think, is he still alive?
Yes, just as career is dead. Oh, just look at this. Let's find out.
We are burning Michael Dudikoff down to the ground. And oh.
How'd you spell his last name?
I found him. It's Dudikoff. Dudikoff.
That doesn't sound too good.
Even apparently, the reason he turned down American Ninja 3 was because he didn't want to get typecast in martial arts movies.
Late, mate.
but he didn't want to go to South Africa as he was firmly against apartheid.
Okay, that makes okay. Damn it.
Okay, that's a fair enough. That's a fair reason.
God damn it.
That's a fair enough. But ooh. Ooh.
Oh, oh, he looks his age. Leave him be. He's like what? He's like true. He's like what? 62 years old. 63.
True that.
Yeah, he looks his age. I'm not gonna be hating on that. That's not that. Wow, he's still doing films.
Wow, he's the same age as our dad. He's born in 1954.
Yeah, 62.
He's the same age as our dad.
Oh wow, he is still acting. Ooh, oh shit.
He's the same age as our dad and he's still acting. Oh god, what's he been in?
Nothing we've seen. Quite how he did a film called the B Team. Well, it's a video game called the B Team. And he was playing General Dudikoff.
Oh my god. He was in a film, I saw what called Navy SEALs versus Zombies.
Oh dear.
Oh boy.
I wanna see that. What is it?
Films.
You got 3.3 on IMDb, I'm watching that, I'm finding that.
You know what? I'm gonna stand corrected because look at his filmography. Some people were like, let's call. Oh don't wait a second. In 1982, he was in Tron as Conscript 2, but the notes is he was as Michael J. Dudikoff II. Sit down. What are you doing? What? He was in Tron.
I've only seen Tron once. I can barely remember who was in that film. Tron for that then.
I am gonna have to go to hubby and look because you know Tron's on repeat every it's kind of about the time changing the scenes because he's gonna rewatch Tron and Tron Legacy, so I'm gonna have to look out for this. But I stand credit because he consistently was working all the way through from 1980 all the way through the 90s.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
To now, to be fair, because like,
yeah, he only took a break in 2002 and came back in 2015.
Yeah, he's got a complete project and he's got one that's just announced recently. So,
and he's been on TV. What the he's an hell?
Actor. He's a lifelong actor. Yeah, that puts
I stand corrected. Someone did say, you know what this needs. I stand corrected. He was even in Happy Days. I stand corrected. Yeah, someone even said, you know what this needs. Michael
Dudikoff.
Get me Dudikoff.
All right, well, I guess it's my turn.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so you guys have given me films, let's see, that are rated 5.3 on IMDb, which is Ninja 3. And
yeah.
5.3 on wow. IMDb, which is Replicant.
Okay.
I'm giving you something that was rated, if I'm not mistaken, 4.8. on IMDb.
Not dead or alive.
My man. Why is everyone why is everyone reading my bits? What the fuck? Have I offended your mother? Why is everyone just reading my bits today? What the fuck? Everyone's just guessing my
shit.
You
know what? It's love. It's love. It's absolute love. Because I was like, what is it? Because I knew what it couldn't be by the rating. I knew one film it wasn't gonna be because that rating's far too high for that movie.
What film was that?
You know what it is, I know what it is, Big Man knows what it is.
No, what is it? Seriously.
It's got something like 2 point something on IMDb.
Oh, cut.
That's see? There you go. Don't say that. That's it.
But no one likes that. No one likes it. I don't like it, so why?
You can't even hate watch that movie. God, that's just upsetting. Back to Bruv. They don't relax. Go on, spill it. Why? Why do you like it? What is it about it?
I'm going to take you back to a time in history. Again, one day I rented a game from Blockbusters. Oh. Good old Blockbusters.
What
a difference. And I decided to get a fighting game called Dead or Alive. And my sister came over while I was playing this game. And I showed her an option that I found on the game.
Oh, God.
What was the option, sis?
Bouncing breasts off or on.
I fell in love instantly. That was an option in a game that I rented from Blockbusters, and that just blew my mind.
I think it's still there.
And actually, no. In the later games, I think the only thing you could do is raise the age, and then the older you got, the bouncier the boobs got. But I don't know if that's still a thing because I haven't played Dead or Alive in years now. But the film itself. Oh, the film itself. I remember being in a comic book shop. I can't remember if I was actually hyped for it or if I was like thinking this is going to be a bad. I remember Big Man. I'm pretty sure Big Man was the one who told us that it was a film coming out for it.
Yeah, because you were hyped, but Holly Valance was going to be in it.
I wasn't. He was.
Yeah. I was me, man. Valance stage and boy, I should have known better. But yeah.
Like, it had a few things going for which kind of thought, you know, it's not going to be too bad. It had Corian was going to be directing it. So Corian is old school Hong Kong. He grew up with Jackie Chan, Sammo Hung, Yuen Biao, all those guys, The Seven Fortunes. He did another one of our favorite bad films, No Retreat, No Surrender.
He directed
both of those films. And he's a Hong Kong legend. So when it comes to fight choreography, he's done some of the big films big films, and he's still acting to this day, doing his own stunts. So that gave me some hope. You have names like now I'm saying this out loud, it sounds so stupid. You have names like Devin Oki, Jamie Kennedy, Eric Roberts. there's an actor. Okay, now this actor who's in this film, I don't hate him like Big Man hates Jai Courtney, but I don't see the point of him. But when I know he's in the film, it does upset me. Matthew Marsden.
Yeah, he's got a punchable face.
He really does. I mean, like,
he's only a fist could love.
Yeah, it's just it's like when I saw he was in this, I was like, Who's he playing? He's playing someone who doesn't even exist in the game. Fuck him. I hope he gets killed. Nah, he didn't get killed. But yeah, like, I think a few things that kind of attracted me to this film, why I love it so much, is that, one, it's based on one of my favorite video games. Two, it has a few people I genuinely love. Like, not many people know this actress, Sarah Carter. I know her from Smallville, when she played a psycho girlfriend of Clark. Which says a lot about my love life when you think about it. And there was also...
No, we're not having that. We're not doing that. No.
And then there's also a guy in it who has some old school history behind his name. There was a guy called Kane Kurosaki. He's a big deal in Japan, and he has some respect behind his name due to the fact that his dad was Sho Kurosaki. Now, not many people know that name. You'll probably know the DVD or video cover of a Jean-Claude Van Damme film called Black Eagle.
Yeah.
And if you remember, there's Japanese man on the front of the case with Jean-Claude Van Damme in the back. Obviously, they're pushing Jean-Claude Van Damme big in that, because obviously he's a big name. But at the time, he was the bad guy. He wasn't the main protagonist. Sho Kurosaki was, and also Sho Kurosaki played the assassin in Blind Fury. And again, with this guy, he's probably done one of my favorite. If you want a good ninja film. This one is, he was him and his son, actually, when his kids, when they were younger, were in this film called Pray for Death. It's another cheesy action film from the 80s about a Japanese family who moved to America. And you know how these things work out. When people move to America, America is like, it's the worst place in the world. It's violent. Yep. It's this, it's that. It's, you know, people getting shot left, right, and center. And it gets to that level where his wife gets killed, and then he goes on the revenge. He goes back to his roots, becomes a ninja, and just kills everybody. But it is actually a legitimately good ninja film. And it also has... I challenge anyone to tell me otherwise. It has one of the best theme song, opening themes to a film I've ever heard in the 80s. I'll have anyone challenge me. For a film not many people know about, I dare you to challenge me that you can find a better theme than this song, but which I'll leave you a link to and everything. But yeah. That's Dead or Alive. Now, I recently watched Dead or Alive.
Okay.
Because I couldn't remember if there was a plot.
There's a plot?
What's that?
I still don't know. I think if I'm not mistaken, the idea was the Tom was put on so Eric Roberts could steal the fighting talent to sell on the black market.
Eric.
So, like, He just wants to relive his best of the best days. Let's let him live it. It's okay. It's fine.
Oh, best of the best. And then, that was so bad. It was good.
Kevin Nash in it for our wrestling fans. Kevin Nash was playing one of the main wrestling characters in the video game, Bass Armstrong.
Was that Bass Armstrong?
Bass
a fish?
Armstrong. Yeah, his name is Bass, okay. Or Bass, if you want to call him. What do you want to call him?
Bass!
And, he had Jamie Kennedy playing his daughter, Tina Armstrong. Devon Oakey was playing Kasumi, which was one of the main female protagonists from the game. Holly Valance was playing Chrissy, which was something she was brought into the second game. She was the thief. And it's not a good film. It's not a good film, but I love it because... You got beautiful women kicking ass, and something about women kicking ass, beautiful. Like, no woman can kick my ass. That doesn't for me. I don't know why. It just does. I don't want them to do it to me, but the idea that they can do it to me makes me happy. And I am weird. I accept this, but that's my thing. Okay, that's just the thing. The fight choreography in it is not the best, but it's pretty decent for what the film should have been. The soundtrack was done by Junkie XL, which the soundtrack was pretty decent.
did good work on the SSX 3 soundtrack.
Exactly. And it was produced by Paul W.S. Anderson, so that's a lot.
Of course it was.
Constantine Films, still going strong since.
Of course it is.
But yeah, it's not a good film. The plot is terrible. The acting is subpar at best. It has some funny moments. It still puts a smile on my face. I just love it. It's just, I think what it is for that film, other than the female domination of them kicking ass, it's just a lot of them come from things I love, and it kind of just makes, I think that's why I hold it so close. So yeah. Like Jamie Kennedy, the first thing I ever saw her in was another teen movie, which I loved to death.
Yeah,
Devin Oakey, bloody Fast and Furious franchise. You got Colin Cho, who was also in it. He was from the Matrix series. I had nothing to bear.
Yeah,
Kane Kurosaki. I just told you the history of his. Where's put some respect in his name. Fuck Matthew Marsden.
But Brian White's in it, and he's in Tally Stone. That's one of my favorite movies.
Brian White. Again, lifelong martial artist, so I was actually okay with him being in that film. Considering that that character he played, any time I think of that character he played in the video game, he's always going to be the black man wearing that silver Teletubby costume. That's a thing. But yeah, nothing but respect for him.
Eric Roberts, best of the best.
Of course, Eric Roberts, man. Come on, put some respect on his name. Even though times are hard, he'll do anything. Bless him. That's
fine. Exactly.
He will.
That's brought back some memories. And to be fair, it was a hard shout, because when you mentioned this, I thought, boy, there is some bad films I enjoy. To be fair, an honorary shout out and a very close second was going to be Steven Seagal's Hard to Kill or Martha. Yeah.
Okay, which one's the Yardie one? I get those two mixed up.
That's Mark for Death.
Okay, all right, cool.
Wait, doesn't one of them have multiple names?
All films have multiple names, so you can't.
No, it's in like, you know, like that whole phenomenon where you have some films that have like, there's one thing in the US and something else in the UK sometimes. And isn't there a Steven Seagal film that's called We Know It's Something?
UK, in America, it's called Above the Law.
That's it. Thank you. Yeah. I don't know why I want to remember it, because I just hate Steven Seagal.
He's a national treasure.
Yeah, wow, you're really sick, right?
Yeah.
I need to come over there. Because you're not doing very well. My God. Wow, Dead or Alive. Oh, I remember that. That's a blockbuster staple. And I love the fact that it does that whole thing of the time where like it's got like the triangle of people on the front cover.
Yeah. And
it does, yeah.
Yeah. The triangle of people on the front cover. That's like...
90s cover, that wasn't it?
That's a 90s cover right there.
Hey, man, 90s in 2006, why the hell not?
Oh gosh.
but again, as bad as video game adaptations go, like as bad as this one is, it's not as bad as the worst game video. I think fighting video game adaptation is not the worst one I've actually ever seen. So you know, like
the worst one you've ever seen. I'm curious now.
The King of Fighters.
Oh my god, how did I remember?
Again, it had a good had a few things going for it. Like there are people in that I like. The problem I had, the big problem, like whitewashing. Okay, we all know whitewashing is a thing. Okay, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Now, all right. Maggie Q, okay, that's cool. She's in it and she's playing a character she looked nothing like, but it's okay. It's Maggie Q. She does her own fighting, so she's a badass, whatever.
Yeah.
One of the actors in it, a guy called Sean Farris. Sean Farris is, I do like Sean Farris. He's probably one of my favorite films, which is a film called Never Back Down, which is MMA version of Crike, basically. The first film I ever saw Amber Heard, that nasty bitch in it. But anyway. In King of Fighters, Sean Farris was playing one of the main characters from the game franchise called,
I've just seen
called Kiro Kusanagi. all right. Kiro Kusanagi, as you can tell by the name, is a Japanese man.
Oh, you have to stop you. When you said that, I thought, wait a second.
No, I just had to look that up because I was like, I'm sorry. Kyo because
yeah,
no.
And what gets me about the whole, because I watched the film one time and I can never forget this, because like in flashbacks it was played by a little Japanese boy.
No, they didn't do that.
And what, his dad was Japanese. The little version of him was Japanese. The full adult is a white American.
Right.
So
and my boy's in it too, Mr. Ray Park.
Ray Park, yeah, he was the main bad guy. Oh, Ray, he had fallen. He kept falling. Oh, Ray. It's conventions, mate. I love you.
Nice guy. But no, that's the audacity of the Caucasity right there. How you gonna... And Mitchell, I've got him looking like an extra back, like a backup Backstreet Boy.
I was gonna be hating on Sean. He doesn't want to get paid. That's why I love him. He wants to get paid.
Oh gosh. Like, it's funny how all the movies that we've weirdly done this thing where you just called up and you said obviously just pick a bad movie. We've all chosen like martial arts movies in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
Which is so weird. We've all gone, actually, this is the one. And the ones that are the one are all martial arts movies. But from different times.
Warren's got like sci-fi action, sci-fi martial arts. I've got video game and martial arts. You've got old school 80s martial arts.
Old school. It's like reflective of the kind of things that like... Because we've seen a lot of bad shit in our day. But as you said, Brexit is, can you still watch it? Can it still bring a smile to your face?
Yeah.
I mean, King of Fighters can't bring...
I kind of want to watch American Ninja. Just for old time's sake. I kind of want to watch it to see how I felt. Remember first how bad it was. But I probably was.
I mean, I'm gonna have to bring the husband in so he can be like that filter of, because husband likes has a higher tolerance of bad movies than I do. But I remember seeing it. No, you know what? He and Tom did a watch a couple of years back, and I sat on it. I had to walk out because I was like, I used to watch this and really like it, and now I don't.
You know, when
you
watch along or something, it's scary of how dark it can go. Because I remember, I think it was Clint showing me some mummy looking film with Fraser Crane, Kelsey Grammer, and I thought, mate, I can watch Kelsey Grammer in many things, but I draw the line at him playing a Brandon Fraser type role, yeah, in a mummy film. But no, I just can't do it. And thank God I've never seen that film again.
It's on Amazon, I think. Oh, God. The one you're talking about is on Amazon. It's on Amazon Prime. You can watch it. Yes.
You're right, thanks. Yeah, I will continue to dodge that bullet.
My God. Oh. Why do we love these films?
Because they're...
What is it about them?
They're part of our childhood. That's how it works.
To be fair, a shout I was going to give, but I can't really call this a film. It's more of a made-for-TV movie, and forgive me, please, but I have no shame in saying this. David Hasselhoff's version of Nick Fury.
It's been a while since that's come up.
Yeah.
You know, it's
back. There is a reason for that, just saying. There is a reason. Like,
I said, if you know, you know.
And we know way too fucking much.
We know way too goddamn much. Oh my gosh. I feel like we have to. It's been a while since we've all come together. I think I have to come together, you guys, and do a watch of all these three movies on a Saturday. Start from early. We're gonna go from Dead or Alive to Ninja 3.
Replicant.
I don't know if I want to go to that.
Sorry?
I don't know if I want to go to that.
Look, we've watched some bad movies. We've watched Troma. We've watched bad movies.
I watched Troma. What are you talking about?
Yes, you did. Yes,
I feel like I've blanked out my memory because I don't know what happened in that film. What is that film? Seriously.
Is it Kabuki Man?
Oh yeah,
oh fuck! We
see,
that shit.
See.
Okay, to be fair, we saw that quarter of the way.
What happened the first time you had a bad movie night that killed the night, and then the rule became, you vote, and if everyone hates it as bored, turn it off and go, because there's no point in sticking to it. Because the last time you had that bad movie night, everyone started sleeping.
Yeah, because Cutthroat Alley drained the whole energy.
The film that must never be mentioned. We never give that props or nothing. Not at all. Not on my watch. Not on my podcast.
Thank you for reminding me of Spooky Man. Because the only thing I had to ask the questions about, what's up with that brother that was raising his eyebrows through Dwayne Johnson days at every scene?
You remember that film more than I do, Mez. I can't tell you.
I can't help it. I blocked it out. I was eating cookies and looking for guacamole at that point. So... I can't tell you what happened. I just know it got to the point of, who's bored? Me! Stop this! Turn it off! No! I'm not watching emotional backgammon! No!
Here we go.
I'm so glad I avoided that one.
Same here.
You put that one for the team. I'll give you that one, sis.
Oh. Oh, dear. You know what? I think that's a good place to make it a little short and sweet episode, I think. I've actually thoroughly enjoyed this. I actually can't get with the fact that all our bad movies are martial arts movies, just in a different way, shape or form of martial arts movies. And I am going to recommend we get together and watch some of them, because I think I'm looking forward to it.
Fair enough. It's been too long.
Thank you all for listening to this little short sweet episode that we got going on here. Hope you're keeping well, keeping safe. If you'd like to get in contact with us, you can find us on Instagram at messeduppod. You can email us at stjudesavengers@gmail.com. Rav, what's your socials?
You can find me on YouTube under Instant Classic Gaming, and you can also find me on TikTok, Twitch and Instagram under Instant Classic_Gaming.
Big man.
I am on Twitter at War3782, and you can find me on Instagram at Mr_Roberts_V1.
Perfection. Leave a like and subscribe and everything else and all that good stuff that you do. But thank you definitely for tuning in with us and spending some time. And I'd be interested to hear any more awful bad films that you just love to watch. They recommend Ninja 3, The Domination. Take care, people.
Stay safe.
Later on.
Fuck Matthew Marston. And that's why we're messed up. Produced by the St. Jude's Avengers, edited by Instant Classic Gaming, and music produced by Box Room Music.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.